In commerce, it's common for people to receive postcards from the city government telling residents about unsafe contaminant levels in the municipal water supply. But why are these cards sent out, and should locals be concerned? KETR's Mark Haslett reports.
Part of living in commerce seems to be getting the occasional postcard in the mail saying there's something bad about the municipal water. It's written in governmental language, and to make matters a bit more obscure, there are scientific nouns like trihalomethanes. As disturbing as this might seem, there are some pretty straightforward answers to the questions that one might have after getting a card like that in the mail. Questions like, what is this stuff that's in the water? How dangerous is or isn't it? And what's the city doing about it? First, what's in the water? Haloacetic acids and trihalomethanes. These are not organic contaminants. They're actually chemicals that show up as a result of the water treatment process. Commerce City Manager Derek Farrell.
They're both just byproducts of the chlorine treatment process that we use. And they both form, both trihalomethanes and haloacetic acids, they both form as a result of age in the water. As the chemicals that we treat the water with age and the water sits, these byproducts form in clusters.
That might be surprising to those of us that aren't chemists. We're used to the idea of organic substances being in a state of constant change, but we might tend to think of inorganic substances like cleaning chemicals in water as being inert. Nope. The longer the water sits in the city's underground systems, the higher the levels of haloacetic acids and trihalomethanes. If you've ever wondered why municipal workers in commerce or anywhere else will open a fire hydrant and let water out into the street, that's why. It's not so the local kids can splash around. It's to get rid of old water.
Heating of water to a rolling boil will kill bacteria, but it won't remove these disinfection byproducts.
That's an Environmental Protection Agency official who spoke with KETR by phone. Jim Brown is the associate director of the agency's Safe Drinking Water branch.
The total trihalomethanes, they're a group of chemicals as well as the haloacetic acids that are regulated by not only TCEQ, but the federal government under the Safe Drinking Water Act. And EPA establishes maximum contaminant levels. Now, these levels are based on a lifetime exposure risk scenario. So it's based on a person drinking about a half gallon of water or 2 liters a day for 70 years. And that has a 1 in 1 million increased case of cancer developing over a 70-year time period.
So if these levels were above the prescribed limits constantly and you drank the water constantly, you have literally a 1 in 1 million increased risk for cancer, specifically liver or kidney cancer. Those numbers might be reassuring in a backhanded kind of way. It sounds rather unlikely. No risk is good risk, but lots of people have habits that are more dangerous than that.
For most healthy people, drinking the water in the short term is not going to be a risk. However, for those who are ill, those with severely compromised immune systems, perhaps those with who are undergoing treatment for cancer, they can have a discussion with their doctor. And there are inexpensive carbon filters on the market that are available either in a pitcher form or a under-the-counter cartridge form that can remove these disinfection byproducts from drinking water.
We might not be having this discussion at all if it weren't for a logistical problem in the Commerce water system. The city takes samples of its water for testing at 2 distribution sites, one on Washington Street near the center of town. The other is on Live Oak Street, but out on the far western end of Live Oak, near the railroad tracks and the edge of the city limits. It's near State Highway 224, a.k.a. the back way to Greenville. The water from the Washington Street site tests fine, no problems. It's the water from that Live Oak site that's been a concern. The city's gotten the haloacetic acid levels under control, but the trihalomethane levels at the Live Oak site are still too high. The reason? That aging dynamic. Water doesn't get moved out of that part of the system quickly enough.
What happens at the Live Oak site? There are no taps on the Live Oak site, there are no users regularly consuming thousands of gallons a month on that site. There is underground a 14-inch line, a very large line, that's part of a loop. On either side of that loop, the lines feeding it are 6 inches in diameter. So there's smaller lines going to a bigger line feeding it. So it creates a bottleneck in that big line. Water can get into it easily. It can't get out quite as easily, so it sits in ages.
Somebody back in the 1980s thought that the northwest side of Commerce would grow quickly, but it didn't. Outside of Flushing, there isn't much that can be done at this point to deal with that situation once the water's in that part of the system. The best solution to the problem is to make improvements at the plant that would reduce contaminant levels before the water ever gets out into the pipelines.
What's happening is a good number of the byproducts, trilomethanes or halocytic acids that we find in the water, those are coming out of the plant. So as we're treating the water, we're putting it into the system with some level of these byproducts already in them. So one goal we have is to reduce those products that come out in the production process. We've completed a contact time study that allows us to move the treatment of liquid ammonia sulfate, which breaks these chemicals down, up to the front of the process as opposed to the back of the process where it's at now. That study, the results of that study are sitting with TCEQ, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, and we're waiting for their approval to change our treatment process. What we hope to do then is when we change that process and feed LAS or liquid ammonia sulfate earlier, we hope to reduce those chemicals before the water ever leaves the plant.
So there you have it. It's another situation that's fairly familiar to those of us in Northeast Texas. The infrastructure is old, and it takes money to fix it. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.